Hello.
Hello, hi. My name is Shanta from customer support. I'm returning your call.
What's your name?
My name is Shanta from customer support.
Yes, we ordered some of those pots and pans.
I'm sorry. I hear that you're there, but I can't make out what you're saying. You're coming in muffled and choppy.
One second.
Sorry about that.
No, it's not you. It's my mom. She has last time, so. Hold on. Let me get his phone.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on.
Oh, is it? I'm trying to find out if you can.
My mom wants to know, are you guys refund?
Well, once I can access some account information or something I can go off of, I can see exactly what the account is eligible for.
Okay, what do you need first?
Oh, first starting off, may I get the zip code attached to the card that's being charged?
Yes, 65712.
Okay,
Right?
one moment. Okay, one moment here.
She got a case of ca cancellation number.
Okay. Give me one moment here. I'm just putting in the information. My system's moving a little slow, and I do apologize.
No, you're fine. Was it up? Yeah, okay.
All right, and you said that zip code is 65712.
Yeah. Is
What is
there a
the
zip code? Hold
what
on,
is
hold
the
on. What's the zip code for her card? Okay. Yeah, that's the right one.
What is the cancellation that you said your mother has?
Yes, K for cat. K is for kangaroo. C is for cat. 021.
Okay. And her name, please?
Her name is. Is it mom's card or your who? Linda McDonald's.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you please verify the address for me?
Yes, 623 East Plus Pleasant Street in Mount Vernon, Missouri, zip code 65712.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Give me one moment here. Okay, so I do thank you so much there for holding. All right, so from what I am showing that this account has been canceled. Let me see here. All right, so for what this was for an entry for kitchen or a tactical bag where $7.95 was processed. Now, in regard to the charge that was billed of the $67.32, we did send out a $125 gift voucher to Ms. McDonald's email address, McDonaldLinda017@gmail.com. But I can assist. I can assist by applying a 35% courtesy refund back to the account, and that'll reflect for within 3 to 5 business days.
Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, say that again, Mom. Say that again.
I said I can assist by applying a 35% courtesy refund back to her account, and that'll reflect for within 3 to 5 business days.
I want the full refund.
Now, the most that I can do is a 50% courtesy, and that's me applying my employee and friends discount for you. But you received a gift voucher to your email address, and that is a valid charge due to non-cancellation.
We don't want that because we'll have to call Better Business because nobody said that it was a sweepstakes or anything when we ordered it.
Okay,
so
it was
you guys got the full amount.
Yeah, it was mentioned in terms and conditions when you acknowledged that you was 18 years of age or older and that you had fully read and understood our terms and conditions. It was to our understanding that you was aware of what was being purchased or that.
I asked the salesperson or the representative, whatever she is, why it was so cheap. And she said that it was a discount through Walmart.
Okay.
So
well,
it was not made clear.
Well, I do apologize for that inconvenience. That's why I did offer a courtesy refund. But since you mentioned the previous representative, that representative advised you that all charges was valid and no refund could be issued. I was offering a customer courtesy 50% refund, but that is the most that I can do. Because technically, we do not have a refund policy.
That's fine. Give me that refund and cancel whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Most of, yeah, I do see it was already canceled by whoever you spoke to prior to me. Did make sure everything.
Yeah, they
worked.
Were supposed to call. They were supposed to call me back after they listened to the phone call. Which is what I'm talking about, that they never said anything about sweepstakes.
Oh, goodness.
Even on the thing for the Facebook, it did not say anything about sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am.
It was made out to believe that the only way you could do it was on Facebook or download an application.
Mm-hmm.
And that... it was a limit of one purchase per thing. And I even told people about it. So it is like making me out into a liar.
Oh, goodness. Don't say that. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to see if I can speak with my supervisor and see if there's something more I can do. But I know the most that I can do is 50%. But if you can, hold for me one brief moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it.
to.
Yeah.
Who's under the porch?
The cat.
Smokey?
Okay, so I do thank you so much there for holding. All right, so I did reach out to my supervisor, which she did reiterate the terms and the conditions that was available there at that time, and pretty much denied in regards to the charges. Like I said, the most I can do as a courtesy is that 50% courtesy refund for you. And I do apologize for that inconvenience.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Were you given the cancellation number prior?
When they were supposed to call me back.
Oh, yeah, whomever you spoke to before me. Yeah.
They gave me the cancellation number.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because your son.
They would call me back in 3 hours.
Okay. Yeah, I remember your son gave me the cancellation number to pull the account. That's right. You did have a cancellation. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. But I do have that note, as I said earlier, just allow that 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But I do thank you for being patient with me and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's Deb Arthur saying hi to you.
Hi.